Midterms are quickly approaching, and in Alabama, a ballot measure is being put forth that's causing a stir.
Ten Commandments are about our Christian values and our Christian faith. Alabamians, remember to vote November the 6th on Amendment 1, the Ten Commandments Amendment.
That's Dean Young, a former chief strategist to Roy Moore. Young has been leading the charge to pass a ballot measure that would allow the Ten Commandments to be displayed on state property like schools and courts. We reached out to Dean Young with requests for comment, but he did not respond. The ballot measure has a long history behind it, and if it passes, it could be challenged all the way up to the Supreme Court. Brian Lyman is a state government reporter for the Montgomery Advertiser.
The intent is essentially to allow the display of Ten Commandments monuments in public places. Usually, that usually means public schools down here. It stems from the battles that former Chief Justice Roy Moore had, first as an Etowah County Circuit Court judge in the 90s, and then later as Chief Justice to display the Ten Commandments. Later, a state senator named Gerald Dial kept introducing this bill year after year after year, never really got anywhere, but it finally passed this spring, and now it'll be going for the voters. But I mean, it's kind of an attempt to kind of put Roy Moore's key issue before the voters without putting Roy Moore himself before the voters of Alabama.
Do you get the sense that this is something that's going to pass, or is there any opposition to it?
I haven't really seen any organized opposition to it at this point. I guess I'd be surprised if it didn't pass, but at the same time, I'll be equally surprised if it doesn't end up in court as soon as it does pass.
Could this be, I mean, we read that this is potentially could be a testing ground. I'm wondering, a testing ground for Alabama, for the country, or for other religions who want to perhaps display artifacts that are important to them? Where do you see this sort of going nationally?
I mean, it really depends on what the federal judiciary looks like in the next few years. I mean, if there's a lawsuit against this measure, it's going to inevitably end up in a federal court in Alabama. If I had to guess, I would think opponents would try to bring it to the, if they can, they would try and bring it to the courtroom of U.S. District Judge Myron Thompson, who ruled against Roy Moore's Ten Commandments monument back in the early 2000s. But after that, it just really depends on like how far opponents are willing to take this and how far the state is willing to take this. And also if the judges that we've seen appointed like in the last few years are willing to hear counter arguments to what the current federal precedents are regarding the display of the Ten Commandments.
Brian Lyman, state government reporter for the Montgomery Advertiser. Thanks for being here, Brian.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you.
I want to bring in another guest now. Richard Newton is a religious studies professor from the University of Alabama, and I asked him about how the separation of church and state plays into the arguments surrounding this ballot measure.
So there are a couple of issues at play, particularly with Young's tact on this argument. The first is the idea that the separation of church and state is at odds with America's heritage as a quote-unquote Christian nation. He wants to have people understand history in such a way that Christianity has always been part of the lifeblood of the United States, and that it's only in recent times that America has gotten away from that. And he sees the language of separation of church and state as part of that sort of falling away from Christian roots. On the other side of the argument, you get people who are going to cite the First Amendment, particularly the Free Establishment Clause, and that's going to be their way of saying, first of all, yes, people can practice whatever religion or non-religion they'd like. And then the idea from there is that the government also can't impose religion upon its, you know, citizens. So whether it's truly a Christian nation or not is always dependent upon what you mean by a Christian nation.
I'm wondering, is there anything that outlines what a student's right is? Do students have rights when it comes to how much religion is brought into onto the school grounds?
Students do not have to be subject to a classroom that says you must act or believe in this certain way that they understand to be religious. So let's say a teacher or a principal or some public administrator says that we are going to pray in class. A student does not have to pray in class. In fact, prayer in public school should not come from the site of the public administration. However, a student can say, I want to pray, and can invite public school members to do so. and that would they would be in their right to participate if the student brings it up. But the school itself as a public institution cannot. That's sort of been the dividing line on where these sort of activities are adjudicated. Is it coming from the student or is it coming from the school itself and thus taxpayer dollars?
I want to play a clip of Dean Young, who we just spoke about, and get your reaction to it.
Alabama will be ground zero in the cultural war. We've been witnessing the end of the Western Christian Empire, and we have an opportunity as a people, as a state, to come together and show the world that we want to acknowledge God, the Christian God that this nation was founded upon.
Your reaction to that?
Well, he's framing the story in a very particular way, right? I mean, the language of ground zero from the jump already gets people thinking about 9/11 and the events that took place there and whatever one makes of sort of that moment in history. Here it's being deputized as part of a clash of civilizations between the Christian nation that is America and everybody else, right? Anyone who would dare oppose them. Those perpetrators of the 9/11 terrorist attack, anyone who would dare to assault on what he would say is American rights for the expression of religion. This is sort of a classic framing for him of it is us as sort of the hand of, you know, faith in America versus those who would dare say we need to be quiet or silenced or shy away from who we actually are.
Now, I'm wondering if this is a testing ground and a local sort of issue specifically in Alabama, or do you see this expanding out to the rest of the country? And the reason why I'm asking that is for a couple of reasons. There's the Federal Religious Task Force that Jeff Sessions has set up, and we're still sort of seeing what their goals are and sort of where they want to take these ideas. But, you know, I'm wondering, does this also open up opportunities for other religions to ask for and advocate for their own religious texts on state buildings like courthouses and schools?
Right, yeah. The case here is, I would argue, very specifically focused on the role of Christianity. And the reason why is because I think the argument that will be at play is not that this is a matter of freedom of religious expression, but actually that it's a statement on American history. Right. We have Constitution Day, which all public schools, even universities, have to participate in some way in which they acknowledge sort of the role of the Constitution in American life. Dean Young is saying that you can't do that without recognizing America's Christian heritage. So it's going to be a statement about history rather than a statement of, quote unquote, religious expression or faith belief, even though that's the rhetoric here at play. So I think other religions, for instance, are going to have a hard time referencing the actions here unless they get really creative to say that they can do so on the same grounds. My sense is that Dean Young is really making a play for history here rather than a kind of a pluralistic understanding of religion. Because it's worth noting, too, that prior to Jeff Sessions' work on creating this task force, there had been similar task force in other administrations. It was just a matter of what religions were going to be brought to the table.
Richard Newton is a religious studies professor at the University of Alabama. Richard, thanks so much for your insights.
Thanks for having me.